had met him through friends who had wrestled him and things like that, played football with him. And he was already 6'8". So I'd seen him around before then, but meeting him in person at that size was pretty intimidating.
And I guess he went on to play college ball for San Jose State. But how did he end up fighting in the UFC kind of in its infancy?
Basically because of his size. He'd come across some people that had asked him if he wanted to do it. And he had about 4 months to train. He went in without hardly any training. It was a very interesting time. The UFC was very raw and new. It was like a Wild West gladiators out there. And Paul hits hard like a truck, but Paul wasn't very fast, and Paul didn't have a lot of those kind of skills. He was just big, just did the best he could in there, but it was basically on the job training.
I pulled this clip. Not only are they introducing him, but you know, they mentioned where he's from, and I just wanted to play this really quick. So this is Michael Buffer at UFC 7 introducing Paul Varlins.
Introducing to my left, a black belt in the art of trap fighting, 25 years old, 6'8", 300 pounds, living and fighting out of Sunnyvale, California, a native of Fairbanks, Alaska, once again, the polar bear, Paul Varlins.
There are a few things that he kind of left his mark on the UFC, just being that it was so early on and people look back and they rightly so call him a legend. What were the things that he kind of, you know, left his mark on the UFC with?
Well, Paul was the first real big man in the UFC, the first real giant. He left his mark as far as complete size, because people really like to see big, big guys. Paul had about a 50-50 record. A lot of the losses he had were to people who went on to be like really legendary. He had a very interesting career. A lot of it was in the UFC, but he also fought overseas in Japan, Brazil, the Netherlands. He's so big that they had to redesign the octagon for him. His arm actually went over the side of the cage and he could rest his armpit on it. So they had to build it taller and bigger.
Well, you know, Shane, I hate to ask you this, but I think it's kind of important. It sounds like he had a struggle with COVID and passed away in the hospital from that. And so I just wanted to ask you, when did you first hear about him getting sick and kind of what was his struggle like?
The whole thing with COVID was pretty hard on him, you know, being trapped inside. And he'd set up a job he'd thought doing motivational speaking, and that had fallen apart due to COVID. And Paul took a part-time job in a club for a weekend, and that's where he got sick. I think he got diagnosed actually around the 10th of December. He was just telling me it was the worst he's ever felt since he got sick in Japan once. And by the 15th, I guess he was brought into the ER. His girlfriend called me the 17th to let me know that he was put on a ventilator like almost immediately on arrival there. And we started trying to put the word out and get positive vibes out there for him, hopefully for him to see when he woke up.
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Paul was a legitimate legend when it comes to no-hold-barred fighting. What would be nice for people to know about Paul is how humble he was about all of it. He was just had a big heart and always wanted to help people. He's just a big sweetheart of a guy.